This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, June 24th, brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Good afternoon, I'm Jeff Nally. Extensive triple-digit heat, broken temperature records, and oppressive humidity, a part of a heat dome that is crushing the eastern half of the nation. The New York City's John F. Kennedy Airport hit 100 degrees a little after noon today. That's the first time since 2013. More than 150 million people woke up to heat warnings, and forecasters at the National Weather Service expecting dozens of places to tie or set new daily high temperature records today. The East Coast from Maine to Florida has a chance of 100 degrees actual temperature. 100 in Maine doesn't happen that often. Today's heat is on top of 39 new or tied heat records yesterday. The heat of the Midwest is set as a catalyst to crop development as temperatures have been running below normal for many states this year. Soy condition yesterday held steady. Corn condition dropped 3 points. U.S. Senate Ag Committee Chair John Bozeman announcing the Senate parliamentarian has ruled the committee's revised state cost share section for SNAP does comply with the Byrd rule. This paves the way for important reforms that improve efficiency and management of SNAP while encouraging responsible use of taxpayer dollars. In 2023 alone, over $10 billion was misspent when administering this program, underscoring the need for stronger accountability. Our common sense approach encourages states to adopt better practices, reduce error rates, be better stewards of taxpayer dollars, and prioritize the resources for those who truly need it, Bozeman said. The updated Senate plan allows states to choose either the fiscal year 25 or fiscal year 26 payment error rate to calculate their state match requirement that begins in fiscal year 2028. For fiscal year 2029 and following, the state match will be calculated using the payment error rate from 3 fiscal years prior. A state must contribute a set percentage of the cost of its SNAP benefits if its payment error rate exceeds 6%. State payment error rates are released annually at the end of June. Senate Majority Leader John Thune is sticking to his schedule of getting the Republican mega bill to President Trump by July 4th, even as he faces objections from Senate GOP colleagues and the Senate parliamentarian to key provisions of the bill. Republican senators are racing to work out their disagreements over Medicaid, renewable energy tax breaks, and other provisions before the bill comes to the Senate floor, yet possible this week. Medicaid remains a thorny issue for Thune, as several Republican senators have said they still have concerns about cuts to the program. House and Senate reconciliation bills both propose major changes to the 45Z Clean Fuel Production Tax Credit. Both chambers extend the credit through 2031 and relax greenhouse gas emission calculations by excluding indirect land use change. The proposals differ on rules for feedstock sourcing, credit value, and how flexibly the credits can be transferred. In addition, House members are pushing for strict domestic sourcing and large, less flexible subsidies, while the Senate aims for a more moderate approach that balances support for U.S. agriculture with fiscal restraint and international trade considerations. American support for green energy tax credits and renewable energies like wind and solar appears to be falling. A new poll from the Associated Press NORC Center for Public Affairs Research finds U.S. adult support for tax credits for EVs and solar panels has weakened, as well as their enthusiasm for offshore wind expansion. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Jobs Ohio. Grow faster with Ohio's end-to-end value chain. The suppliers, customers, distribution, and talent needed to scale your food business are ready to grow with you in Ohio. Visit us today at jobsohio.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.